ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सह गण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीव साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सह गण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विसे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 3, third, entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna, and text today will be read 39. Ajushta Gram Vishayo अनापत्यौ च दंपति न बब्राथे पवर्गम मे मोहितो देवमायया अजुष्टग्राम विषयो फॉर सेक्स लाइफ एंड टू बिगेट ए चाइल्ड लाइक मी अनपत्य बिकॉज ऑफ पोजेसिंग नो सन च आल्सो दंपति बोथ हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ नेवर बब्राथे आस्क्ड फॉर एनी अदर बेनिडिक्शन अपवर्गम लिबरेशन फ्रॉम दिस वर्ल्ड मे फ्रॉम मी मोहित बींग सो मच अट्रैक्टेड देव माया by transcendental love for me, desiring me as your beloved son. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Being husband and wife, but always sonless, you were attracted for sexual desires, for by the influence of Deva Maya, transcendental love, you wanted to have me as your son. Therefore, you never desired to be liberated from this material world. And purport. Vasudev and Devaki had been dampati, husband and wife, since the time of Sutapa and Prishni, and they wanted to remain husband and wife in order to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son. This attachment came about by the influence of Deva Maya. Loving Krishna as one son is a Vedic principle. Vasudev and Devaki never desired anything but to have the Lord as their son. Yet for this purpose, they apparently wanted to live like ordinary grihastha for sexual influences. Although this was transition of spiritual potency, their desire appears like attachment for self. In conjugal love, if one wants to remain home, if one wants to return home, back to Godhead, one must give up such desire. This is possible only when one develops intense love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, निष्किंचनस्य भगवत भजनो मुखस्य पारम परम जिगमेश्वर भवसागरस्य. दिस इज फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत. इफ वन वांट्स टू गो बैक होम बैक टू गॉड हेड वन मस्ट बी निष्किंचन फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल मटेरियल डिजायर्स. देयरफॉर इंस्टेड ऑफ डिजायरिंग टू हैव द लॉर्ड come here and become one's son, one should desire to become free from all material desires, anya bhilashita shunyam, and go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us in his Shikshastak, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadishakamaye, मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे भवताद् भक्तिरहैतुकी त्वयि. ओ ऑलमाइटी लॉर्ड, आई हैव नो डिजायर टू एक्युमुलेट वेल्थ, नॉर डू आई डिजायर ब्यूटिफुल वुमेन, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. One should not ask the Lord to fulfill any material tainted desires. This statement, this shloka is spoken directly by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Lord is speaking, and Lord spoke right after Mother Devaki finished her prayer. Prayer of Devaki. Krishna appeared in the prison house of Kamsa from womb of Devaki, her womb. And then nice belly prayer is there. Mother Devaki offered prayers for Krishna. And towards the end, the final part of prayer was Upasanghara Rupam Alaukikam Chaturbhujam. This was the final request or prayer from Mother Devaki. Upasanghara. We don't know whether Mother Devaki was requesting as my dear Lord. Upasanghara. Please, my dear son or my dear Lord, please withdraw, conceal, hide this Chaturbhuj form, Alaukikam. It is unnatural for a human child, human being. You are not like an ordinary human boy. So, please withdraw, conceal, hide this Chaturbhuj form. Why? Because your form, your vigraha, your transcendental body is so effulgent. Though this is dense darkness of the night in the prison house of Kamsa here, but your effulgence, your brightness will illuminate your whole prison house is completely illuminated simply by your presence. And I have intense desire. We don't have any interest to hand over you in the hand of Kamsa. We don't want to give. Though we have promised that all children take birth, we would hand over to Kamsa. And especially for this form, earth child, you are my earth son. So we have no any interest to hand over you to Kamsa. We are not going to follow the moral principle that we should keep our word. So please hide you for I am interested to hide you somewhere. But this such glorious effulgent form, it will be impossible to hide you somewhere. This was the final request or prayer of Mother Devaki. And then towards the end also, Mother Devaki talks about her helplessness. She talks about the during at the time of devastation, pralaya, all cosmos, entire cosmic creation enter your body, in your body. And it is held there very comfortably. Whole cosmic manifestation, whole entire universe during the time of devastation enters in your body, in your abdomen. And same, such a big, great personality you have entered and appeared from my womb. You have accepted me as your mother. You have lived in my womb. If I will tell someone, nobody will believe. They will simply laugh on me. And they will tell that Devaki is lying. That Krishna, such a big personality, who holds whole cosmic manifestation within his abdomen. He, that simple big lord, entered in your womb, mother. So people will simply laugh upon me. Jai Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Gaur Nitai Sri Prabhupada ki. So please, you hide your transcendental form, this Chaturbhuj form, four-handed form. And then Lord Vishnu tells the story of Devaki and Vasudeva's previous life. Krishna described, Mother, don't worry, this is not first time that I have become your son. Before you here, Devaki and Vasudeva, you also appeared, your name was Prishni, and Vasudeva was Sutapa. And Lord Brahma instructed, order both of you in for the Praja Sarge. Brahma Dishto Praja Sarge. Praja Sarge, in order to create progeny, increase population of earthly planet, Brahma personally order you. And you came down on earthly planet and you perform austerity, paramam tapah, very glorious, important tapasya, austerity you perform. And I was completely pleased with your austerities, your bhakti, your tapasya. And then Pradurashram Varadrat, and personally in the same form as Krishna, I appeared in front of both of you. Pradurashram Varadrat. Krishna says that I am Varadrat. Rat. There in South India, there is a temple named Varadraj. Means the king of those who bestow benediction. Bestower of benediction, Bharat, the person who bestows benediction, that Bharat, and the Raj. I am topmost Bharat Raj, king of all bestower of benediction. Completely I was satisfied. Please, with your austerity, your penance, your devotional attitude. And I came, appear in front of you, kam ditsaya. I have intense desire. Of course, in my palm there were itching. I wanted to give you something substantial. Wholeheartedly, kam ditsaya. I wanted to fulfill your desire. And vyatam bara iti yukte, I address you, tell you, please, vyatam, you ask any benediction. I am here ready, I am willing to fulfill all your desire. At that time, mas drisho varam Vritah Shruta. At that time you asked benediction, Ma Sadrisho. You express your desire to have a son exactly like me. And then this present verse, you did not want liberation, rather you simply express your desire to have a son exactly like me. You are not attracted at all about the liberation, mukti. Ajust gram visyan. What was the qualification? How that you have right to ask me as to have me as your son and not liberation? Ajust gram visyan viso dampato cha anapatyo cha dampati. Though you were Sutapa and Prishni, you Prishni and Sutapa, Ajusta Gramya Vishaya, you never ever feel, though both of you were Dampati, duly religiously married couple, husband and wife, still you don't have any feeling, any attraction, any romantic relationship with each other. Though you were young, duly married, religiously married couple, still you don't have any tinge of single romantic feeling or romantic desire. You are completely free from any sexual desires, relation. Ajusta gram visayo. Gram visayo. You don't have any material desire for any sense gratification. Another qualification, dampati. Anapatyo. Though you don't have any child, you don't have any son or daughter, still you have no any romantic relation or feeling for each other. This was your completeness. You are damo manishtata bhute. Your consciousness, you always observe in me only. You have your motherly affection, vatsal, towards me. You always think about me. And as a vatsalya bhav, motherly affection, you wanted to have desire to you also relishing the desire of lalan, how you can say lal, just to nourish me. You are such a always observe in the thought to nourish me as your young, small infant, your child. Your absorption was so great, only you were thinking about. So, because you are thinking only about me, flow or your consciousness was directed towards me as your own child, and you are always thinking about how you are nursing me as your child. For that reason, no babrathe apavargam, you did not ask benediction of apavarg mukti, liberation, freedom, complete freedom from repeated cycle of birth and death. and entering into spiritual kingdom, you don't ask that. Mohito Deva Maya. Because you were overwhelmed with the happiness you were deriving from the Vatsalya Bhav, motherly affection towards me. So you were overwhelmed, or you were bewildered by Deva Maya. Deva Maya, some books it is Mama Maya. Deva Maya. Putra Sneha Mai Maya. When Krishna did show his universal form in the mouth of Mother Yashoda, and that time it is described as Vyatanot Vaishnavi Maya Putra Sneha Mai. Maya, Mama Maya, here it was take Mama, you were bewildered or you were overwhelmed by the pleasure, by the influence of Deva Maya, Putra Sneha Mai Maya, that you only asked me as your child. You wanted me, I should become your child. You never care for any other benediction, material desire, even liberation. Though you were sonless, you have no any son. In Vedic literature it is described, to have children is a rightful, natural and proper fruit of every single marriage. Putartrarthe kriyate bharja. Vedic Manumata putartrarthe kriyate bharja. To have child, to have children is rightful, natural and proper fruit of every single marriage. So you, both of you have no children. You were newly married couple, husband and wife, still you were not attracted at all for any romantic relationship with you. So this is your qualification. So I appear, Lord is talking the qualification of Mother Devaki and Vasudev. Highly elevated personality. Flow of consciousness was completely, entirely directed towards Lord Krishna as Vatsalya Bhav, motherly affection. Always they were thinking that Krishna is my child, he has taken birth as my child, and I am deriving pleasure simply nursing him. Putra Sneha Mai. In this purpose, Srila Prabhupada talks about this qualification, since they were not engaged in any sexual relation. So that qualification, only by that qualification a person become eligible to enter a spiritual planet. So Prabhupada has quoted here one verse. Said, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajano Mukhasya Param Param Jigamishur Bhavasagarasya. How that two line Prabhupada has quoted, but that is verse is for four line, four pakti. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajano mukhasya param param jigamishur bhavasagarasya sandarsanam visainam athayusitam cha ha-hant vishbhakshanupya sadhu. Niskinchanasya. This instruction is for Niskinchan, who is completely free from any material desire for sense gratification. Niskinchan or akinchan. The person who has not, he don't possess anything material, Niskinchanasya. Completely detached from sense gratification or object of sense gratification. And Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajano mukhasya. First qualification is Niskinchan. He has no free, complete, absolutely, entirely free from material desire for sense gratification. And same time, he has engaged in devotional service. Bhagavad bhajan unmukh. Only his business is bhagavad bhajan. Every single moment, 24 hours, every he has summoned all energy. Every single ounce of his energy is collected and engaged in the service of Krishna. Bhagavad bhajano mukhar. Param param jigamishur. And he has a strong desire to cross over material existence. Param param jigamishur. One place Prabhupada talks about, there is Baitarani river. Baitarani. Though it is a river, but certainly is bigger and wider than even Mississippi river. Baitarani. Sometimes this, though it is a river, but is bigger and wider than Atlantic Ocean. One side of this river is material existence, material world. And another side of the river is spiritual planet, spiritual kingdom. Certainly our side, where in one side of the river we are living. So param param jigamishur, if someone has desire to cross over material existence, he wants to freedom from repeated cycle of birth and death. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about this instruction. He is going to give some instruction important in person for that person. Next qualification. Param param jigamishur bhavasagarasya, for him. What is the instruction? Sandarsanam visainam athayusitam cha. Sandarsanam means, sandarsan means darsan means looking upon, seeing, to see. Sandarsanam visainam, a person who is observed in sense gratification, interested in sense gratification, to see, to look upon that person, and yoshitam cha. Seeing a visai, interested in sense gratification, engaged in sense gratification, material sense gratification, and yoshit. Yoshit means a woman. Seeing visai and seeing a woman. Ha hanta hanta vis bhashanopya sadhu. Chaitanya Mahapur regretting, intensely regretting, that is visbhakshanatah api asadhu. Visbhakshan. One side, either you have to glance only Vishayi or only woman. And another option is, if you are not looking upon him, not seeing, then you will be forced to Vishabhakshan, drinking poison. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, looking, seeing a woman or a Vishayi, a person interested in sense gratification, you more abominable than drinking a poison. Sandarsanam Vishayinam athayo sitamcha hahant hant visbhashnopya sadhu. It is asadhu, abominable. Unless and until a person completely free from material attraction, desire for material attraction, sense gratification, that person never ever will able to cross over material existence. That is the reason why this is qualification of Vasudev and Devaki. This verse, Lord personally talking about, you were duly married, religiously married couple, husband and wife, young, beautiful, you have no any children even, anapatya, still you have no any, even a tinge of, even a smell, tinge of a smell for the sense gratification, sexual relationship, romantic feeling. That is the reason why I am so much attracted, pleased with you. You ask me only for one time. But from my side, I am so attracted to relish your motherly affection, your vassal, that three times, not only one time. Previously I have appeared, and this time I again appear to relish your motherly affection and your absorption in thinking about nourishing me, vatsalya bhav. And then towards the end, Prabhupada talks about a characteristic or a highly elevated, spiritually advanced devotee, what he should desire. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, na dhanam, sikshasa, na dhanam, I don't want to accumulate wealth. Na dhanam, na janam, na phavnai, na dhanam, na janam, follower, na kavitam, eloquent, speaking power, kavita. I don't want a nice weird orator. That is also very opulence. If someone speaks nicely, I don't want to become big kathakar, Bhagavatam speaker, reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam, kavita, va Jagadish Kamaya. Asabarniti over, I don't want taking. Mama Janmani Janmanani Iswari Toi. I only desire Janmani, life after life. Ahaituki Bhakti Toi. Causeless devotional service. Only I have desire to serve you, to be engaged in your service. Anya bhilasita sunyam. A devotee should be free, his mind should be completely free from all material. Anya abhilasa sunyam. A devotee can have license to have only one desire, and that desire to serve the lotus feet of Krishna. this desire you can nourish, you can obtain, we can obtain. And desire to serve Krishna, engage ourselves in the service of Krishna, or engage ourselves in the service of such devotee, only one single desire we have right to have, nourish this desire. And this desire is not beyond the jurisdiction of pure devotional service. It is also pure devotional service to have desire to serve Krishna or his representative, his devotee. So this verse is very clear, very nice. Ajushta gram visayo anapatyo cha dampati. Dampati, married, duly religiously married couple. Anapatya, without any issue, without any offspring, still if you are not engaged in any, you have not any attraction for sensual, sexual relationship, that is the reason why you did not even care for liberation. So, I think I finished. I have many things to say, but better I should stop here. We have few minutes, few to discuss.
Krishna was mentioning to Devaki Vasudev that you only wanted me, but because of that result, it appears as though you're involved in mundane household activities with a sex desire. I was reading in Krishna book where all the queens of Krishna, they were very attracted. They were trying to attract him for relationship. But it says there that Krishna is so independent that he gave 10 sons to each queen, 16,000 numbered, but only for the purpose of progeny. So for you, Krishna it shows you.
Every single wife of Krishna in Dwarka got 10 sons and 1 daughter, 11. So 16,108, each got 10, multiply by 10 and 1 daughter, this much. Prajarthe kriyate bharya. One should accept wife for praja in order to beget son or daughter. And Mahabharata described that to have children, it is rightful, natural and proper fruit. Fruit of marriage life, is to have children. And every single parent, they derive pleasure to nourish child, see how child is growing, touching him, putting the child in the palm, that is pleasure. Yudhishthira Maharaj, highest touch pleasure of a parent is to touch the son. You touch your son, a parent, so क्या कहते हैं, स्पर्श का सबसे बड़ा सुख है। कोई अनेक चीज टच करते हैं वार्म चेयर, लेकिन सबसे किसमें आनंद आता है, पेरेंट को, पिता को टच है हिज सन। बट इवन दैट देवकी एंड बॉस रिनाउंस, दो इट इज हाईएस्ट डिजायरेबल प्रॉपर नेचुरल राइटफुल अधिकार टू हैव रोमांटिक रिलेशनशिप फीलिंग विथ हिज वाइफ, इट इज हाईली रिकमेंडेड इन ऑल वैदिक लिटरेचर, सो मच सो दैट इवन कृष्णा टॉक्स अबाउट दिस। धर्मा विरुद्धो भूतेषु कामोऽस्मि भरतर्षभ, माई डियर अर्जुन आई एम सेक्स लाइफ विच इज नॉट कंट्ररी टू रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल। इफ इट इज विद इन द जरिडिक्शन ऑफ रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल, आई एम काम, आई एम लस्टी डिजायर। सो दिस इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी द हाइएस्ट मटीरियल प्लेजर, नथिंग कुड बी दिस मच। एंड एस्पेशली इफ वन इज duly married wife, but see the qualification on Devaki and Vasudev, they renounced everything, only one desire to have Krishna as their sons. So Krishna persisted, you ask for only one time, but from my side I am attracted so much, I have derived pleasure, transcendental pleasure, bliss by releasing your parental or your motherly affection, that I decided to not only one time but three times, the third time I am appearing in front of you.
It seems like a fine line, they want Krishna as their son, but at the same time because of their desire they end up appearing as though they're involved in the very thing that keeps one bound to this world, you know, relationship. So if we want Krishna, we should just have to be careful how we want him.
Nice. I accept as a very sublime, nice comment. We have to think many things inconceivable also. Note that today I have sitting here, seated on the asana, I am become sarvagya. If I would have seated in audience, maybe I would also ask the same question, same comment. Anything else in front of it? Also here, I should. जस ग्रंथ है श्रीमद्भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की।